Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. This week's reading is the special Haftarah for Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, Isaiah 66, 1 to 24.
Thus said Adonai, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where could you build a house for me? What place could serve as my abode? All this was made by my hand, and thus it all came into being, declares Adonai. Yet to such a one I look, to the poor and brokenhearted, who is concerned about my word. As for those who slaughter oxen and slay humans, who sacrifice sheep and immolate dogs, who present as oblation the blood of swine, who offer incense and worship false gods, just as they have chosen their ways and take pleasure in their abominations, so will I choose to mock them, to bring on them the very thing they dread. For I called, and none responded. I spoke, and none paid heed. They did what I deem evil, and chose what I do not want. Hear the word of Adonai. You who are concerned about God's word, your kinsmen who hate you, who spurn you because of me, are saying, let Adonai manifest the divine presence so that we may look upon your joy. But theirs shall be the shame. Hark! Tumult from the city, thunder from the temple. It is the thunder of Adonai as God deals retribution to God's foes. Before she labored, she was delivered. Before her pangs came, she bore a son. Who ever heard the like? Who ever witnessed such events? Can a land pass through travail in a single day? Or is a nation born all at once? Yet Zion travailed and at once bore her children. Shall I, who bring on labor, not bring about birth? Says Adonai. Shall I, who cause birth, shut the womb? Said Adonai. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Join in her jubilation, all you who mourned over her, that you may suck from her breast consolation to the full, that you may draw from her bosom glory to your delight. For thus said Adonai, I will extend to her prosperity like a stream, the wealth of nations like a wadi in flood, and you shall drink of it. You shall be carried on shoulders and dandled upon knees. As a mother comforts her son, so I will comfort you. You shall find comfort in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your limbs shall flourish like grass. The power of Adonai shall be revealed in behalf of God's servants. But God shall rage against God's foes. See, Adonai is coming with fire. God's chariots are like a whirlwind to vent divine anger and fury. God's rebuke in flaming fire. For with fire will Adonai contend, with sword against all flesh, and many shall be the slain of Adonai. Those who sanctify and purify themselves to enter the groves, imitating one in the center, eating the flesh of the swine, the reptile, and the mouse, shall one and all come to an end, declares Adonai. For I know their deeds and purposes. The time has come to gather all the nations and tongues. They shall come and behold my glory. I will set a sign among them and send from them survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud that draw the bow, to Tubal, Yavan, and the distant coasts that had never heard my fame, nor beheld my glory. They shall declare my glory among these nations. And out of all the nations, said Adonai, they shall bring all your brothers on horses, in chariots and drays, on mules and dromedaries to Jerusalem, my holy mountain, as an offering to Adonai, just as the Israelites bring an offering in a pure vessel to the house of Adonai. And from them, likewise, I will take some to be Levitical priests, said Adonai. For as the new heaven and the new earth, which I will make, shall endure by my will, declares Adonai, so shall your seed and your name endure. And new moon after new moon, and Sabbath after Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship me, said Adonai. They shall go out and gaze on the corpses of the men who rebelled against me. Their worms shall not die, nor their fire be quenched. They shall be a horror to all flesh. And new moon after new moon, and Sabbath after Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship me, said Adonai.
You've been listening to the voice of the prophet from the Block Holker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at jauhrbach@jtsa.edu. Shabbat shalom, and thanks for listening.